Here with me in this interview, I have Paul Bryan, Chevron Technology Ventures. First of all, Paul, tell me a little bit about yourself and the company.
Well, myself, I'm a chemical engineer. I've worked for Chevron for around about 15 years in the whole range of what we do in our business, refining, oil and gas production, petrochemicals. But now Chevron has chosen to go into biofuels in a really significant way. So about almost exactly 2 years ago, we created a biofuels business unit, and we're really focusing on the second generation biofuels, fuels that use waste materials and non-food crops to produce large volumes of sustainable biofuels.
Well, you were here to talk about integrating the biopetroleum sector. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, the biopetroleum sector, if such a thing really exists, will really be the integration of bio-derived fuels with the infrastructure that already exists for using petroleum products. And that infrastructure is a huge investment, including the cars and trucks that people drive, as well as all the storage and transportation and refining infrastructure that the industry has invested in. And so the question is, how can we most efficiently use all that capital that's in place and yet bring significant amounts of biofuels into the system?
So what are examples of some of the biofuel projects or including, you know, feedstocks and things that you would be working with?
Well, we're doing a number of things. A lot of the skills in this area are not things that are our traditional strengths. So we're really focusing on partnerships. To take one example, with the National Renewable Energy Lab in Golden, we have a large project looking at microalgae. Microalgae can be incredibly productive. They don't require any arable land at all. And many of the marine species will thrive in salt water, so you don't even need fresh water. And then furthermore, to get algae to grow prolifically, you actually need to feed them CO2. So you could take something like stack gas from a power plant or other, you know, normally vented streams of CO2 and feed them to the algae to produce fuel. So that's one of the areas. We're also looking at converting wastes like corn stover and forest thinnings and things of that nature, the so-called lignocellulosic feedstocks. We're looking at technologies for converting those to transportation fuels.
And any thoughts on, I guess people kind of wonder, how long is it going to take before this actually it makes a significant impact?
The answer I always give to that question is 5 to 15 years. And the reason I say that is not because I'm that uncertain. I believe that within 5 years, we're going to start to see meaningful volumes as some of the material that's more easy to gather and more easy to convert to biofuels gets into the system. Now, to really begin to make a big dent, we're going to have to look at material that's harder to produce, harder to gather, harder to convert, and that's more like 15 years.
Well, thank you very much for taking a few minutes to speak with me here at the Transition to a Bioeconomy Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.